think you've grown the most since the first time you played the Vikings?
I would say in every area, leadership, just reading defenses, preparation, how to carry yourself as a pro, and just getting comfortable within this offense is probably the main thing. Just letting the game slow down and just playing instead of thinking.
Is there anything when you look back at that first game against them that you notice now that like when you were watching the tape back then you didn't pick up on it's enlightening now when you see it 12 weeks later?
I don't know if there's anything specific like that, but I just, from the experience I've gotten since the last time we played them, hopefully the game will slow down a little bit for me. I'll be able to see things a little better, and then just open up in the pass game more. But it's going to be up to us on offense just to go out there and execute, and because they got a really good defense. So we just got to go out there, execute, play our game plan, keep our defense off the field, and convert and find ways to score.
Coach Long has talked about maybe your biggest area of growth being in your preparation. What do you think you've learned as far as what it takes to prepare for each game?
Just knowing what I got to do every hour of the day, time management, and just getting to bed on time so I'm not staying up too late and then waking up early and doing it all over again. So just time management, knowing my schedule and sticking to it, and just being disciplined and getting a lot of help from Mike and Mark, and just learning as much as I can about the opposing defense in a week's time.
Dallas said in the pre-draft process when they were getting to know you, you were super guarded. You could see somebody, you could see the knowledge, but you could see that you're also being protective of different things. Do you remember that? Do you remember kind of that experience?
What was the comment?
They said that he could sense that you were a little guarded at when they were interviewing you and going through that thing. Do you remember that process much?
I'm not familiar with that term exactly, but guarded, like I keep to myself, or...
In terms of, like, going through football questions and putting you on the spot.
Oh, I don't mind that. I love to study the game of football, and I'm very open to learning more, and there's no limit on what you can learn or what you already know, so... I'm trying to absorb as much as possible, just be a sponge and get knowledge from everywhere, from Mike, Mark, my quarterback coach, Ragone, Dowell, and watching other quarterbacks across the league. So the more you know, knowledge is power, and you just got to go out there and play at the end of the day. But if you have as much knowledge as possible pre-snap, that just helps you play faster.
In that respect, and has that comfort been there the entire time as a starter, being yourself, being that leader?
It definitely grows from each week. You don't have it right away. The more reps you play with, the more knowledge you gain, and the more muscle memory you build over time, it just allows you to play. So definitely comes from reps.
You've been on both sides of this now. There's a debate when you first came in. Should a rookie just be thrown in, or should he watch for a while? You watched for four games. Dal mentioned you things you learned even when you weren't starting. Having gone through this situation, is it better to throw a rookie in right in the beginning or let him watch for a while?
I think every situation is different. I think for me personally, I wanted to be thrown in as quickly as possible, but I respected and appreciated the plan that they had for me, and I think it worked out. And you can't go back and change things, but knowing what I know now, it worked for what we were trying to do here. But yeah, every situation is different, and for me, I just think the best experience is to actually go through it, but you can also gain a lot of experience from sitting and watching. So it just all depends on the person and how much you can benefit from each situation.
They talk about hitting the wall at the end of the season because you didn't play those first four. Do you feel like you wish you had more games right now after this one?
Yeah, sure. I love playing football.
Like everything's good as far as saying health and like energy and stuff like that. You feel like you're still kind of like.
I feel great. I'm not gonna hit the wall. I could play another season.
This being Chicago, we have bad weather. Snow games occur. I don't know if that was your first snow game you ever played in, but the fact that you played a Bears game in Chicago in legitimate Bears weather, was that almost like a feather in your cap to say, yeah, I know what that feels like to play in a game like that?
Sort of, I guess. Sure, we had to do it. And we went out there, and the only thing I was worried about was winning the game and doing my job. And my teammates played great, which allowed us to come away with a win. But, yeah, it's football weather. You're going to have to play in rain, sleet, or snow. And it doesn't matter what time of the day is or what the weather is outside, when you get to play football, you just go out there and enjoy it and do your job.
What have you learned about Tariq playing next to him this season?
What have I learned about him?
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about Tariq. He's a special guy and a special teammate. He practices really hard. He brings a lot of energy and passion to the game, and he's got the right mentality to play this game. His attitude is probably what's gonna carry him the farthest, and just his ability alone, catching the ball, running the ball, is special. But his attitude is, I think, what's gonna separate him. Just his mentality that no matter who's up against him, that he's gonna be successful and he's gonna beat the man across from him. So when he's running, he's just got that faith, and that's what you want in your teammate, just a confident guy who's going to go out there and do his job and whatever it takes mentality to succeed.
When you move to the Vikings defense, what impression does Harrison Smith leave on you in terms of what he means to them in the secondary?
Yeah, he's I guess you could say he's the quarterback of their defense. He's getting them lined up, really smart, instinctual player, and he's a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. He's going to be everywhere, down in the box and making plays in the back end. So you got to account for where he's at and everyone else. They're just a solid defense. They play really well together. So we're just going to have to account for those guys going with a really good game plan, which we got this week. Practice hard, finish out strong, and execute the plays we got on Sunday.
Rich, have you had a situation in your football career where the last game of the season didn't have any playoff or bowl game implications?
The last game is always the last game at some point. Sometimes you know it's the last game. Sometimes you don't. I mean, we know it's our last game, but there's a lot of teams going to the playoffs that are going to lose, and they're not going to know it's their last game. So I look at it as just another opportunity to play the game of football, and you never know what could happen. And so it's a great opportunity, and whenever you get that chance, not a lot of people get to do what we do. So I never take that lightly and just go out there, have fun with it, and enjoy the opportunity that we have with this team.
Is it tough to tune out the noise of inevitable change that people expect to happen around here after the game on Sunday?
Not at all. Not at all. Block it out. I don't read a single thing. It's not up to me. And it is what it is.
Make sure this is you one more game, but I don't think we'll get a chance to talk to you in this type of setting again. Don't be too happy.
You guys won't find me anywhere.
But I'm curious what you thought overall of your rookie season. I mean, what's the predominant feeling you have? It's a tough season. You obviously learned a lot, but the team didn't do well. But I think the arrow's pointing up. But just in general, how do you feel about what you've done and what this season has done for you?
I feel good about it. I just go back to the two words, growth and development, try to get better every day. And I had a lot of fun. So it's awesome to come to this organization. And you really don't know what to expect coming into rookie season, but I appreciate all my teammates for their hard work and dedication, just allowing me to be part of this team and kind of develop into a leadership role. I've had a lot of fun. I've learned a lot, and I love playing this game, and I'm glad I get to do it here in Chicago.
You see what Goff and Wentz have done in year two. Has the experience of this year and getting the experience, has that changed at all or motivated you more about what you can do next season, what kind of step you can take next season?
Definitely. I'm always motivated to get better, and I expect to make a big jump from year one to year two. So the experience I got this year, I'm definitely going to carry that with me into the off season, going into next year, and I just expect to have a lot of momentum and just a full head of steam going into next year.
All right, thanks, everybody.